Shalom. Welcome to the Cloud with Apostle Michael A. Ohene, the Presbyter of Malik Fortress, a religious organization. In today's podcast, we are looking at what I have titled, We Are Gods. We Are Gods. And I read from Psalm 82, verse 6. I have said, Ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. How can anyone read what is scribbled in the book of Psalms and still preach, believe, or teach a message that tries to convince God's people that they are mere human beings? That isn't consistent with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that ye are gods. And Jesus reiterated it in John chapter 10, verse 34. Jesus said, Is it not written in your law? I said, You are gods. Therefore, when you profess your divinity, you are not arrogating anything to yourself that God Himself hasn't already said about you. The more you have and walk in the consciousness of your divinity, the better and faster your growth in Christ. Everything in the epistle teaches us that our humanity was nailed to the cross. So the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 6, said, knowing this that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. This means that when you were born again, you were born after Christ as a new type of being. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. This makes us partakers or sharers of the divine nature of Christ and then of God. So 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 says, Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. When someone says Christians are only humans, it suddenly shows how ignorant they are of their divine life. If you say you are human, you will suffer what humans suffer. The frustrations, depression, sickness, death, lack, pain, misery, satanic oppression, and corrupting influences in this world. But if you profess your divinity and walk accordingly, you will live as a champion in this world, over and above the elements, the sufferings, distress, and mysteries, and pain. You might ask, how about when we feel discouraged? Isn't that part of our humanity? But that is the very thing that God said we must never allow. He said in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, that, Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. It doesn't matter what happens to you. Refuse to be discouraged. No matter the adversaries you face, be bold, courageous, and audacious in faith. James chapter 1 verse 2 says, My brethren, count it all when you fall into diverse kinds of temptation. Humans cry when they go through tests and trials, but we rejoice because we know that in all things we are more than a conqueror. Romans chapter 8 verse 37 said, Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 says, Ye are God's little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. And 1 John chapter 5 verse 11 to 13 says, And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son Jesus. And he that has the Son Jesus has life, and he that doesn't have not the Son of God has no life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. So if you have that life of Christ in you, which is the life of God given to Jesus, that it means you too, you have the life of Christ in you, and therefore you have become God. God has spoken and scribbled in his word emphatically that ye are gods. We are gods. We are of the same DNA structure as God. God is God, and his sons and daughters are also called God. The man is called God, and the woman is called goddess. Never be afraid to use the word goddess as a Christian, as a female Christian. Goddess is your supernatural inheritance from God. Hallelujah. Hence Psalm 82 verse 6 says, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. Hallelujah. Therefore, walk in the dominion over sickness, disease, death, discouragement, and frustrations that affect the human nature. The divine life and the nature of God in you is what makes you victorious in every aspect of your life. You are God, I am God, and every child of God is God. The male is God, the female is goddess. Walk in this consciousness. Shalom.